Here's a question. In politics, what happens when you promise the same money to two different groups of people? The simple answer? One promise gets broken. Our soldiers are heroes. Their families have earned our thanks and our support. As we choose a new commander-in-chief, we will always support and honor those who serve. Congressional candidate Chad Reynolds is a common-sense businessman. He's also an educator who believes deeply in this country and in the principles that made her great. A vote for Chad Reynolds is a vote to put America back on the right track. Welcome to America, the land of the Facebook status, Instagram selfies, and swipe and right. It's not really that surprising when the candidate with the best ratings and the most retweets shows up in the running for office. Bad things just go viral, but they shouldn't go to the White House. With crises at home and abroad, our leader lacks the experience America needs, and it shows. The fact is, he can't do it. He's not ready. We need someone new. Someone who is. They call themselves mavericks. Whoa. The truth is, they're anything but. John McCain is hardly a maverick. Seven of his top campaign advisors are Washington lobbyists. And Sarah Palin? That's no maverick either. She was for the bridge to nowhere before she was against it. Politicians lying about their records. You don't call that maverick, do you?